Rebecca Wilmarth is cooking bacon for breakfast. Outside her window, you can see a big, green, well-manicured lawn. It's an unusual sight in one of the most remote places in Alaska.
I think there is a history of this area of people having big gardens, putting up food for the winter. You know, that sounds kind of cliche, but we really do.
While we talk, Rebecca's phone pings occasionally with emails. She has to string together multiple part-time jobs to make a living. She's the agent for Raven, maintains the airstrip.
I sell fuel and do lodging accommodations once in a while, but it's not steady.
Rebecca also sends her 7-year-old daughter to Palmer for school because Red Devil doesn't have one. Red Devil used to be home to Alaska's biggest mercury mine. The mine is the reason Red Devil exists. Before it started in 1933, there was no permanent village here. At its height, the village had a bar, called the Mercury Inn, a school, a clinic, and a store. Miners came from nearby communities. But all that shut down in 1971, and people slowly left to find other jobs. Now, there isn't much here.
So, we're just kind of in this stagnant position. And the people who are here just don't want to turn their back on this lifestyle and make a lot of sacrifices to stay here.
The nearest store is in Sleep Mute, a 20-minute boat ride up the river that mostly carries snacks and dry foods. Otherwise, Red Devil residents have to order groceries, which depends on unreliable air travel, or take a 3-hour boat ride to Aniak. But Rebecca grew up here, and she wants to stay.
Oh, it's my home. I love everything about it. Just the isolation, I guess, from the rest of the busyness of the rest of society.
Rebecca's father is Dick Wilmarth, better known as the very first Iditarod champion. He also loved Red Devil, and he passed that on to Rebecca along with the lifestyle. She has Gold Miner's Daughter tattooed on her right arm. The lifestyle is pretty demanding, but Rebecca and other residents here think the proposed Donlin Gold Mine could help revive Red Devil. Donlin is a gold mine that would be built just 50 miles down the Kuskokwim River. The mine would employ 800 people, and she imagines that could attract new residents to Red Devil.
I think that's what this area needs right now is development of some kind.
The Donlin Mine could be one of the biggest gold mines in the world, and the project is well on its way. Last year, it secured 2 vital federal permits and a handful of state permits. This year, it expects to receive several more. Glenn Morgan was raised in Red Devil, but left with his family once the mine closed. He lived in Anchorage for almost 2 decades, but returned in 2015 with his wife after they retired. Glenn's parents are buried in Red Devil.
You know, there's no economy no more, so it had a, you know, it just slowly everybody went away. We had a permanent home here, so it didn't affect us that much. You know, and we're getting ready to retire. My dad and mom and them, all of these older people were getting ready to retire, so it didn't hurt them that much. They had other funds, you know, but other people didn't, so they moved on.
Glenn, his brother Joe Morgan, and Rebecca all want to revitalize Red Devil. They want to bring back basic services, like a health clinic, for the people that still live there. They would love the community to grow to a population of 200, the same size it was when the Red Devil mine was in full swing just 3 miles away. Joe Morgan takes us to the old mine site. The mine is now covered in trees and brush, with a trail leading back toward where the buildings once stood. They're gone now. We walk up a trail, see a bear print, and stop at a sign covered in fireweed. The sign says Red Devil Mine, U.S. Department of Interior, Bureau of Land Management, and with a black background and red letters says Danger. Material at mine site may present human health risks. The Red Devil Mine left behind more than just the memory of good jobs. It left behind pollution from the mine's mercury tailings. In part 2 of our series, we'll look at how Red Devil residents weigh the risks of that mercury pollution against staying in Red Devil permanently. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Christy Schallenberger in Red Devil.